Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Incorporated. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free strategic leadership skills questionnaire at attainmentinc.com. Linda, Rick, welcome to the program.
Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
Boy, I'm doing great. I'm calling in here from Washington, D.C. The airport's closed tonight, so I don't know when I'm coming home, but, you know, enjoying myself anyway.
Were you supposed to be on a plane tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Okay.
Just so they open it by tomorrow, but they say the storm's going to get worse.
Yeah, you're going nowhere. You're stuck.
Tom, the glass is always half empty.
Yeah, go to the Capitol, say hi to the president.
Nowhere but the bar, huh?
That's right. So, Linda, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, happy almost Valentine's Day to you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was nice.
We
Thank
forgot
you,
to
Linda.
Wish that to Shay and
yeah, see,
our guests. We
yeah,
really
we're typical guys.
It.
We're like, huh?
No candy, no flowers.
Well, you've been warned, so.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Okay, so let's, Rick, go ahead and restate your three goals again, just to kind of reset our audience so we all know what you're talking about.
Okay, John, the first goal was a sales goal, and it was to increase our sales this year by $3 million, which is 12.5% of revenue. The second goal was to work on management teamwork, to try to bring our team together more effectively and to reduce the amount of conflict resolution that I have to be involved with. And the third goal was to work on developing employee potential.
And that was on one specific employee, or is there more now?
So far, we're working on basically one employee. We have some other employees in mind, but mainly we've been just working with the one first here to see how it goes.
They'll just have to wait their turn.
Yep. It's been going well, too.
Okay, so Linda, tell us a little bit about the process that you guys put Rick through this week.
And he has been through a lot. He's been traveling, and in spite of that, he's gotten some great results and doing some good things. The lesson this week is exercising authority effectively. And I think I mentioned last time that it's not unusual for a new or untrained manager to feel uncomfortable with the power of a leadership position. And many times a new manager is promoted from within and supervises people who they had been buddies with, and that's a challenge sometimes. Even an experienced leader like Rick can have challenges in this area. Sometimes this, when it's more of an experienced person, usually this shows up where they don't provide feedback on performance, sometimes to some employees, maybe those who are longer term or those that for some reason they just kind of avoid it and they don't always tell them what's on their mind. And Rick actually went through and he was asked questions such as, do I overlook giving feedback to some of my people? Do I tend to give only one kind of feedback? And what we're looking at there is many times it seems that human nature is just to give more feedback about negative feedback, things that need to be changed. Do I give feedback routinely and frequently? And so, as a matter of fact, this is such an important topic. We find so much in the business that we do that there is an article about this on our website, and appropriately it's called What Do Valentine's Day and Leadership Have in Common?
Okay, kindler, gentler bosses. Well, I mean, Linda, that sounds a little bit like leadership training. How does this relate to the progress or the process you're putting Rick through to achieve his goals?
Remember that we have two tracks in our process. One is the achievement of the goals.
Okay.
The other is developing leadership skills in order to achieve the goals through your people.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
So we're morphing Rick.
Yes.
All right, Rick. So tell us, how did it go this week? What'd you learn?
You know, it's gone really well. The course topic this week was, of course, effective supervisory management, and you know, the main thing I learned was to be more positive in the way I approach my managers, and you know, I got a lot more done that way. instead of having basically creating a conflict, I tried to go about it in a positive fashion and to try to bring out in the employee what was wrong, what was causing in his life to keep him from creating the goal that we wanted to create. And
Rick, can you be more specific about that? Tell us exactly what happened. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there in management, certainly business owners, who would like to approach their employees in a more positive way. Can you give us more insight into exactly what that looked like?
Yeah, I can tell you a really good example I had this week. I had a contract that was supposed to be paid in a certain fashion, and I found out that it wasn't being paid that way. And my first reaction was anger. Mm-hmm. And actually, I fired off an angry email to the person involved.
Uh-oh.
And that was the start of it. And of course, you know, I got the same reaction back from him. And, you know, I went home that night and I kind of thought about it and went through the lesson here. And, you know, the first thing I did the next morning is I came in and I apologized. Told the guy that, you know, I'm sorry that I approached it this way. And you know, we sat down and we started talking about it. And, you know, he suggested that he would become a contract administrator and make sure that things were done in a proper fashion from now on. So instead of having a negative blow up and nothing get accomplished, we actually found a positive way to make it a contribution to the business in the future and make sure that there wasn't a problem again.
Would you say that you have a stronger relationship now with that employee?
I would hope so, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I think it was a good step in the right direction anyway.
And how hard do you think it's going to be for you to maintain this?
Well, you know, I think it's going to take constant feedback, to continue working with him or any other individual in the business that I have a similar situation with. And that if we continue to do that, yeah, it should remain more positive. It's hard to say now. You got to have all the right players on your team to make the team play right. But in this particular situation, I think he's the right player, and it's just a matter of continuing to work with him and try to work in a positive fashion to get the job done. And in this particular situation, he's agreed to review our contracts in the future to make sure they are handled correctly. So I mean, that was a big step in the right direction.
So it sounds a little bit like you're converting over to this more positive approach with your employees. Then is a real shift. I mean, this is do you feel like you're really more fully integrating that in terms of how you approach all your employees now?
Yeah, I absolutely am. And I found in this situation I had a good outcome from it.
Mm-hmm.
For him and me both.
Okay, good.
John, can I just say something on
sure.
that? This is how change happens. It happens in this way, not with the instant kind of seminar, or that we're gonna stop eating dessert forever, right? You know, it happens this way, where you take a step, you get some kind of feedback. Did it work or didn't it? And in this case with Rick, it worked. So he's now encouraged to say, how else can I do that?
That's what I'm getting from that too. I agree with you completely on that. And it's that positive experience, and you go, whoa, wait a second. If I had that kind of a result, if I keep doing that, you start to connect the dots, and you can start to see the impact that that's going to have now on the entire organization and the effect it has on the culture in that company.
Yes.
Yeah, not only that, but it's the effect that it has on my interaction on a daily basis. I mean, I just felt better about it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of carrying that anger and possibly carrying that anger over into other situations, it became a positive. And I felt better.
Yeah, and now all your emails have little happy faces at the end of them, don't they, Rick?
This is all about Rick feeling good.
I think Vista has that in their new program. They can put little happy faces at the end of an email automatically.
Well, Rick, I really believe you when you say that. I mean, you sound really very genuine about how you're looking at this now. I mean, I think that's real. I don't think you're just saying that.
No, it is real. And you know, I'm just going to work to see if I can carry it on that way.
Okay, well, it sounds like you had a great week with this program. Linda, what's Rick's assignment now for this coming week?
Well, this next week is usually one of the most popular topics, which has to do with improving results through better time management. And he's going to be looking at more about how he spends his own time and how to coach his employees to manage their time. So they're spending most of their time in their high payoff activities. And he's going to look at, and he also has specific steps to move forward on his goals. He's going to further define the goals for the new salesperson. And he's also going to meet with one of his direct reports to do high payoff activities for that person, which, so now we're starting to look beyond Rick.
Okay, good. I'm actually kind of excited about next week as you're talking about time management, because, you know, you made a good point, Linda. You can't go into these seminars, these half-day deals, and expect to walk out and, gee, I've now mastered time management. So I'm very curious to see how this plays out next week in terms of how your process is affecting real change in helping somebody to manage their time better.
Yes.
So, Rick, thanks again. Linda, love hearing from you guys. We'll look forward to your update again next week.
Thank you.
Good luck to you both. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.